Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, did you get out to Bell Share last weekend?
I did.
Did you have fun?
I had a good time. Had a nice lunch.
Did you have a big turkey leg for lunch?
No, I went to one of the local restaurants up on the square.
I swore I wasn't going to eat anything at Bell Share last weekend, but I caved and had one of those fried onions, and it laid on my stomach for days afterwards. But anyway, you know what you're not going to find is bad food at this weekend's Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, continuing tonight and Saturday at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. Actually, you know, the Diana Wortham Theater has changed the entrance. The main entrance is now down there on Biltmore Avenue underneath the marquee. So if you're going, that'll take you right straight to the box office. And you can go in there and get a ticket and go see the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, 86th annual. Finally, something that comes on every year that is older than we are, David. And a great show there. Many of the fine pickers and singers and dancers from all over the mountains coming down to play for us here. It's 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, continuing the tradition that Mr. Bascom Lamar Lunsford, the great late folklorist, started back in 28. So that's the big show in town this weekend. There's a big downtown art walk, too. So tonight is going to be really lively down in downtown and not as nutty as last weekend during Bell Share. So 5 to 8 p.m. to downtown art walk. Up in Burnsville, the 57th annual Mount Mitchell Crafts Fair happening today and tomorrow in Burnsville. And finally, in terms of two more festival things. The Popcorn Sutton Summer Jam, honoring the late great moonshine legend Popcorn Sutton, today and tomorrow at the Maggie Valley Festival Grounds in Maggie Valley. Good morning, Maggie Valley. We salute you. And finally, on Saturday and Sunday, the Village Art and Craft Fair down at the Cathedral of All Souls in Biltmore Village. John Cram putting on this great craft show. Really one of the outstanding craft events to go on. You want to go down there and get yourself a t-shirt and some posters and buy some crafts, very high-end crafts, down at the Village Art and Craft Fair Saturday and Sunday. Goes on, rain or shine. Now, how do you feel about George Harrison?
I like George Harrison.
How do you feel about B.J. Lederman, who actually wrote the theme music for this for Morning Edition?
I like B.J. Lederman.
I love B.J. He's a great friend of mine. And you know what? He's put together this really cool George Harrison benefit tonight and tomorrow night from Mana Food Bank and Homeward Bound up at White Horse Black Mountain. Many of the area's top singer, songwriters, and musicians playing George Harrison songs. And that's a great cause, and that's just going to be an amazing show, two nights of shows, as a matter of fact. So, BJ, I'm sure you're listening out there in Radio Land, and appreciate the hard work you put into that. Another good show happening tonight over at the Isis is Nikki Talley and her husband Jason Sharp, and they're playing at 9 o'clock, the Isis Restaurant Music Hall, 743 Haywood Road in lovely West Asheville. On to the theater. I've gone out and seen a lot of plays this summer. I saw Les Mis for a second time last weekend, and also got out to see the Sunshine Boys at Sart. A lot of fun there with Ralph Redpath and Kermit Brown, his bickering old-time vaudevillians. You can go see that show this weekend.
The great Ralph Redpath.
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I love Ralph. He's a good friend. And the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, playing at the Flat Rock Downtown Theater in Hendersonville, and other things, Mystery of Edwin Drood at the Parkway Playhouse up in Burnsville. Love's Labor's Lost, done like a 1980s teen comedy like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Magna, the Montford Park Players are doing that at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater, and that's free. Steel Magnolia's playing at Asheville Community Theater. Can you just believe all the theater that's going on in Western North Carolina? The Feral Chihuahuas, a comedy sketch group, and they're performing their new show, Genetically Modified Comedy, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight and Saturday at North Carolina Stage, 15 Stage Lane, across from Zombra. So if you're missing any of this, don't worry about it. We'll put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times in our Scene Culinary and Entertainment magazine, and it's online at the AshevilleScene.com. So
take a deep breath and move on to what, movies?
We could, before I leave altogether and go to the movies, the Leaf Benefit, it's called The Benefit of Culture, happening on August 8th at Highland Brewing Company, Louisiana Music out there from the New Orleans Stooges Brass Band and the Empire Strikes Brass, a good cause to benefit Leaf and their work in the community. And finally, we will go over to the movies. Have you seen a motion picture lately?
I did. I saw
Raging Bull.
20 feet from stardom. I highly recommend it. Great, great movie.
Really, that's still playing down at the Fine Arts Theater. And it probably would be a good weekend to go back and revisit some movies, because there are only three films that are opening this weekend. And two of them, I can tell you, are not going to get very good reviews. Two Guns has Denzel Washington and Marky Mark Wahlberg as Dirty Cops. Smurfs 2, something I guess okay for kids. Stories We Tell at the Carolina, writer-director Sarah Polley looking at a family of storytellers and the secrets they keep. So those are your motion picture selections for the weekend.
A rumor, you've retired from the stage?
From the stage? Well, I don't know. I suppose if I could be lured back, I might.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So long, everybody.